G'day and welcome to Ad Nauseam Podcast. Today we're going to talk about toxicology mnemonics. I certainly don't claim credit for the creation of these mnemonics, so please let us know if you are the creator and we will credit you. We'll start off with risk assessment using the mnemonic addict needs treatment. A for agent ingested or exposed to. D for dose and formulation, IR versus SR, liquid versus tablet, and a milligram per kilo dose for kids in particular. D for diseases or patient factors, comorbidities, tolerance and weight, and psychiatric state. I for time since ingestion or exposure. C for clinical status, evidence of a toxidrome, whether the patient is well or unwell. Toxic effects, what's the expected or anticipated toxic effects in terms of pharmacokinetics and dynamics? And need treatment, what's the treatment been thus far? How have they responded? Now for management of a tox patient using RRSI-DED. R for risk assessment, R for resuscitation, ABCD approach with detection and correction of seizures, hypoglycemia and hypothermia. S for supportive management, symptomatic management, monitoring and the fast hugs in bed, please mnemonic. I for investigations, a VBG, APAP, ECG and specific investigations. D for decontamination using single dose activated charcoal and whole bowel irrigation. E for enhanced elimination, renal using urinary alkalinization, biliary using MDAC and extracorporeal using hemodialysis. A for antidotes, of which there are various. And D for disposition, where are they going to go, who are they admitted under, what teams do we need to involve. Also D for debrief and document. Next we move on to 1 to 2 pills can kill. That can be the mnemonic ABCSOT, A for amphetamines and anti-malarials, so chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine, B for beta blockers, C for calcium channel blockers and clonidine, S for sulfonylureas, O for opiates and oil of wintergreen, T for theophylline, TCAs and toxic alcohols. For the anticholinergic, toxidrome, mad as a hatter, so confusion, agitation, delirium, hallucinations, blind as a bat, mydriasis, hot as a desert, hypothermia, dry as a bone, dry mouth, dry skin, urinary retention, and red as a beet, flushed skin, in addition to tachycardia and absent bowel sounds. For the cholinergic toxidromes, think of both muscarinic and nicotinic toxidromes. For muscarinic, dumbbells, diarrhea, urination or incontinence, meiosis, bronchorrhea, bronchospasm, bradycardia, emesis, lacrimation and lethargy, salivation and sweating. For the nicotinic toxidrome is the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday or 6 days of the week mnemonic, mydriasis, tachycardia, weakness, tremors, fasciculations, for example tongue, and seizures. For neuroleptic malignant syndrome, the acute dopamine deficiency disorder, falter. F for fever or hypothermia, A for autonomic instability and altered consciousness, L for leukocytosis, T for tremor, E for elevated enzymes, R for rigidity. Noting the difference between that and serotonin syndrome is increased bowel actions and hyperreflexia in serotonin syndrome. For the opiate toxidrome, MS Contin. M for meiosis, S for sedation, CO for constipation, N for nausea and vomiting, T for hypothermia, and IN for instability of hypotension, bradycardia, and bradyapnea or apnea. For the serotonin syndrome, toxidrome, we think of cognitive effects, autonomic effects, and neuromuscular effects. For cognitive effects, headache, agitation, confusion, hallucinations, and seizures, coma. Autonomic effects, so increased sympathetic nervous system activities, increased heart rate, hypothermia, hypertension, nausea, diarrhea, shivering, sweating and arrhythmias, neuromuscular effects, myoclonus or twitching, hyperreflexia, tremor, clonus and rigidity. Next we have the charcoal indications, A, B, C, D, F and spit. A for antimalarials, antipsychotics such as amisulpride, anticonvulsants such as carbamazepine, B for beta blockers, C for calcium channel blockers, particularly verapamil and diltiazem, carbamazepine and colchicine, D for digoxin and DOAX, F for flecainide, N for nonsteroidals, for example, Nurofen or mefenamic acid, S for salicylates, SSRIs and SNRIs, P for paracetamol and pregabalin, I for isoniazid, T for TCAs, tramadol and tapentadol. Next, the indications for multidose activated charcoal is also the mnemonic MDAC. M for mushrooms and metformin, D for dapsone and digoxin, A for aminophylline or theophylline, aspirin, anticonvulsants such as carbamazepine and phenytoin, barbiturates, and antimalarials such as quinine, and C for colchicine. Next is medications not absorbed by charcoal, which is the mnemonic FACEM with a PH, P-H-A-C-E-M. P for pesticides, H for hydrocarbons, A for acids, alkalis, and toxic alcohols, C for cyanide, E for essential oils and eucalyptus, and M for metals, so lithium, potassium, iron, lead, arsenic, and mercury. Next is dialyzable toxins, mail out parcels. M for metformin, A for aspirin and antiepileptics, so barbiturates, carbamazepine, valproate, I for isoniazid, L for lithium, O for organophosphates, U for uremia, T for theophylline and toxic alcohols, and P for parcels is paracetamol, paraquat, and pradaxa, or dabigatran. Moving on to toxicological causes of coma, which is the mnemonic lethargic. L for lead or lithium, E for ethanol, ethylene glycol, and essential oils, T for TCAs, thallium and toluene, H for heroin, hemlock, hepatic encephalopathy, heavy metals, hydrogen sulfide and hypoglycemics, A for arsenic, antidepressants, so venlafaxine, anticonvulsants, including benzodiazepines, antipsychotics, antihistamines and aspirin, R for rohypnol, so sedative hypnotics, risperidone, G for gamma hydroxybutyrate, so GHB and glucose, low glucose, I for isoniazid, insulin and Inderil, which is propranolol, and C for carbon monoxide, cyanide and clonidine. Now for toxicological causes of seizures, which is Otis Campbell, O for organophosphates, T for TCAs, tramadol and topiramate, I for isoniazid and insulin, S for sympathomimetics, so cocaine and methamphetamine, S also for salicylates and sulfonylureas, C for carbamazepine, carbon monoxide, cyanide, chlorinated hydrocarbons, A for anticholinergics, antidepressants such as venlafaxine and citalopram, antimalarials and antipsychotics, including quetiapine, M for methylxanthine, so theophylline and caffeine, methanol and mefenamic acid, P for propranolol and pethidine, B for benzodiazepine withdrawal and botanicals such as water hemlock and nicotine, B for also bupropion and GHB, E for ethanol withdrawal and ethylene glycol, L for lithium, lignocaine, and L also for lead. Next, toxicological causes of hypoglycemia, which is V-spice. V for venlafaxine and valproate, S for sulfonylureas and salicylates, P for paracetamol and propranolol, including beta blockers, I for insulin and iron, C for chloroquine, E for ethanol. Next, indications for whole bowel irrigation, piles, P for packers, I for iron, not liquid, L for lithium, E for enteric-coated agents, and S for slow-release agents. Finally, dystonic reactions, float, F for forceful blinking, L for laryngospasm, O for ocular gyric crisis, A for akathisia, and T for torticollis. Okay, we've talked about some toxicological mnemonics. It's by no means exhaustive, but hopefully helpful. Thanks for listening.